Blog Talk Radio.
We're going to sing about the faithfulness of God. Are you ready to sing with us? We're going to sing about His faithfulness. He's such a faithful God. I've seen Him show up for me in unique ways. You know, that's why I'm quite reckless when I worship. I start doing anyhow, anywhere beloved. Somebody say anywhere beloved. Are you ready to worship God with me like that? That is the kind of worship I want. So put your head. Somebody scream. Woo! It's open to open your mouth and begin to pray the Holy Ghost. Yeah.
Yes, oh God, we serve, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you, Yeshua. Thank you, Jehoshua. Faithful, faithful God. It's a God, hallelujah, that we serve. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Yeshua. Praise your name, Jehoshua. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for your love. We thank you for your mercy that endure forever. Thank you, mighty Lord. Hallelujah. Mighty Jesus. Mighty Yeshua. Mighty Jehoshua. We are grateful. We are grateful. We are grateful for the Lord's mercy that endure forever. Shalom, shalom, my brother, my sister. Welcome to the Lord's hour. Hallelujah. Host, hallelujah, brother in Christ. Brother LV Zapata. Hope everyone, hallelujah, are doing great, seeking the Lord, getting ready to come home to heaven very soon when the Lord returns for his bride that have made herself ready. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Yeshua. Welcome to another night of Bible study. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We're going to start in Daniel chapter 11, verse 13. It says, for the king of the north will gather together a large army than before. And after some years, he will come with a large army ready to do battle. This is Russia. This is Russia. Ready to do battle. Amen. They are gathering, according to Daniel, the king of the north will gather together a large army than before. And after some years, he will come with a large army ready to do battle. My brother and sister, verse 13, and in those times, many will fight against the king of the south, angry men among. Your people will also go against the king to do what was shown in the special dream. And I'm reading from the New Life Bible. New Life Bible. My brother and sister, thank you, Lord. Thank you. Shalom, Brother Robert. Shalom, Sister Wendy, the Lord's servant. Shalom, Brian. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Yeshua. The last of the last day battle with Russia, China, and other nations are about to happen. They're close. Amen. And the king of the north is gathering a larger army than before, the Bible says, because it's joining with China, joining with other countries. And the Bible says that in those times, which is time of the end, many will fight against the king of the south, angry men among your people. That is civil war going on in America. Okay? It sounds to me that the invasion of Russia and China and civil war will be happening practically at the same time. Because we see the king of the north in verse 13 invading. And it says that in those times, many will fight against the king of the south, talking about America. Angry men among your people will also go against the king to do what was shown in the special dream. Okay? But they will not win, because they cannot win, because the king of the north is invading. And then civil wars at the same time happening, that's going to be very difficult. Verse 15, then the king of the north will come and build a battle wall and take a very strong city. Okay? I would say that's either California or Washington, D.C., either one. Okay? He will take a very strong city. The army of the south will not be able to stand against him. The army of the south will be able to stand against him. not even their best soldier, Navy SEAL, not even the Navy SEAL like the Lord showed me, Russian super soldier will take the Navy SEAL very easy. Okay, we'll take the best soldier we have in our country, the best fighter, easy. Okay, if they are black and white, and then a New Living Bible, I love it the way it describes it, because not even their best soldiers, Navy SEAL, you know, besides, we got the Navy, Marine, the Army, but Navy SEALs are always used on special occasion, and those are our best soldier. And it says that not even our best soldier, my brother and sister, okay? So they will not have enough strength, okay? That means that the super soldier are much stronger, like the Lord showed me. They have special ability. They can move very fast, okay, making it very difficult for any special force to stop them. My brother and sister, almost impossible as I saw it, okay, when the Lord revealed this to me a few weeks back. And the King of the North will do as he please, okay? No one will be able to stand against him. He will stay for a while in the beautiful land with power to destroy it. And I hear, I think it was Pastor Bagley talking about and Brother Mike, Russia invading Israel, which that's also going to happen in the last days. And somehow they're going to, I believe they make base or stand in the beautiful land, in the land of Israel. One way that it is being described, according to some people, that Russia will come to the beautiful land, it's when the land get divided and the Palestinians get their own land, my brother and sisters. Then that's when Russia will stand with them, okay, and China and them. And so we know that they're already there. They got their ships there. And they're waiting for the division of the land, and that's why it's being pushed. And then they're going to go in there and stand in there. And the Bible says that the King of the North will do as he please. No one will be able to stand against him. He will stay for a while in the beautiful land with power to destroy it. That means Army, Navy, wow, ready. They'll be ready. And they are ready. Okay, verse 17. He will plan to come with a strength of his whole nations. And he will make peace agreement with the King of the South. Okay? He started making agreement now with the King of the South. He will give him a daughter to marry to try to destroy his nation. But she will not help him or be able to or be on his side. Then he will turn to the land besides the sea and take many in battle. But captain will stop him. But a captain will stop him. And I kept thinking, what captain this will be. He will turn to the land beside the scenes and take many in battle, but a captain will stop him, King of the North, in his pride, and cause it to trouble to be put on him. So he will return to the strong city on his own land, but he will lose his step and fall and will not be seen again. Okay? If all this falls on President Putin, which we know he's going to fall in the Great Tribulation. And the Bible says he will not be seen again. Okay? All these things are unfolding, and unfolding quickly, my brother and my sisters. 2 weeks ago, President Biden passed the auto draft, people being chosen for war to fight. It's part of the selective service, is what some people are saying. I was listening to Glenn Beck and his guests about it. And they say it's part of the selective service, which most everyone is. But the auto draft include women, which America had never included women in this way for the draft. So like in Ukraine, They're bringing the same thing that's been happening in Ukraine, mother with a baby on one hand and a rifle on the other hand defending the country. That's how President Zelensky called them to fight, called the women, letting out a draft that women must fight for the country, must defend the country. So a mother with a baby on the hand and a machine gun on the other hand defending the country. That is what Biden, great friend of Zelensky, have passed here in the U.S. on a Friday afternoon. Okay? A lot of people say this, of course, will have to be approved by Congress, but the majority of Congress practically approve whatever Biden is passing because a Democrat, mostly a Democrat, and so they totally agree with him. So this is going to pass. It's basically the fear that some people have of this passing so quickly. And the reason why it's being introduced now is because, again, they know something that they're doing themselves is about to happen, my brothers and sisters. And they want to make sure they can send enough of everyone, practically. I mean, when the Lord has shown us in the days to come, especially this week, past week, the Lord showed me the days to come, our nation, our city nations are practically empty. And why is the Lord showing us this nation where major city empty practically in the days to come? It's because what the Lord showed me 3 to 4 months ago, some of you heard me teaching, bringing the revelation from the Lord forward, is that Biden would in the dream, I remember, the army came and knocked on my door, and they said that they needed able body to come and fight for the country. I will be in draft, and I was telling my wife and family, I think I could be a chaplain, you know, Shalom Sister Regina, and I was getting ready to go. And when they sent me out, I shared the dream where they sent me out. You can look it up online. I ended up going to Florida. From there, I was going to be shipped out to the Middle East. So this war that is coming, major war is coming. World War III is coming. And a lot of people agree that it already began in Ukraine. And this is why when no one sees fighting here, us fighting with any other nations, them are passing this law or passing this executive order out of draft because they want to get everyone in the same page. They want to have everyone available to send them out, my brother and sister. And all this is biblical. It is just so biblical. The king of the north, Daniel 11:13, the king of the north will gather together a large army then before, and after some year he will come with a large army ready to battle. The king of the north, President Putin, is getting ready to battle, says Daniel. This is for the last days, and this is happening. And they're getting ready, my brother and sister. And I keep thinking the daughter of the king of the north, because we know that Russia, many of the women deal with politics. More than other nations, they make decisions for their own nations. So I wonder what is the significance of the daughter of him, and why does it mention the daughter being given, like in marriage here? It says that the king of the north will come and build a wall, take a strong city. The army of the south will not be able to stand him, even their best soldier, because they're coming with super soldier. They will not have enough strength. The king of the north will do as he pleases. No one will be able to stand against him. He will stand for a while in the beautiful land with the power to destroy it, because they're looking for the two-state solution. And Russia and China already are stationed near Jerusalem, near Israel, in the Middle East. They're already stationed there in the warship, my brother and sister, with their navy ready to go. And they've been there for months. And what are they waiting for? They're waiting for the two-state solution. And the UN is pushing the two-state solution. This nation is pushing the two-state solution. They will vote on it. I mean, the UN already voted on it. So practically it's just the signature of Israel and the Palestinian. And it's being pushed. Netanyahu is being pushed to sign it. He has spoken about it. I believe he has said already he's going to sign it. A few months back, he was waiting for better situation with the Palestinian before he would sign it. And I guess they're getting close to that because they're calling the Palestinian to the table. They're ceasing the fighting for a while. And so everyone right now, thank you, sister, are waiting to see how soon are they going to sign it. Some people believe before this year is over, because they have said it in former message, that they will be signing the two-state solution. And it's a confirmation to what it says in the book of Joel. I was reading it on Sunday, Joel chapter 3, the parting of the land, my brother and sister, because it says in Joel 3, verse 1, I'm going to start, in those days, at that time, I will return to the riches of Judah and Jerusalem. I will gather all the nations and bring them down to the valley of Josaphat, and I will judge them for what they did to my people Israel. They have sent my people out among the different nations and have divided up my land. Okay, so the first was the scattering of the Jewish people. That happens hundreds of years ago, thousands of years, you know, it's been in the process. The last thing God says that God's going to judge them for is the parting of the land. God knows everything. It's like saying, how did God knew that the final thing they will do to the Jewish people will be dividing their land? You can read it right there. Okay? First, they scattered the Jewish people. And now they're back to the land. And the final things that they will do, God knows every single detail about everyone, about the world, about how they think and what they will do, what step they're going to take, is parting the land of Israel, dividing the land, God says. Wow. And have divided up my land. That's the final things that the nation now, this is the talk in the UN. This is the talk between Netanyahu and President Biden. This is what's in the news. I can Google this and find maybe hundreds and thousands of conversation about it. Okay? They have drawn names to see who will get my people. And they have traded a boy for a woman and sell the use of her body. Okay? And they have sold girls for wine to drink. And that all that, it's their ban. Since we had all these riots and all these things, and especially since the beginning of this year, it's been the year that most children are being sold around the United States and the world than ever before. And God says in his word, that this will be happening. And it's happening. Some states have over 1,000, okay, of children being sold monthly. And even when Senate has been asked about it, they are avoiding the question. Why are there so many children being sold out, lost, okay, taken in these last past few months, especially in 2024? It's just happening around the world. Big business, my brother and sister. And God said they will be doing it for wine. I believe wine represent, to go drinking, to go to the bar, to have enough money to purchase pleasure. Okay? Wine represents joy or pleasure. And for pleasure, my brother and sister, it is just being done more than ever. Verse 17, he will plan to come with a strength of a whole nations, and this is talking about President Putin in Daniel 11, that he will plan to come with a strength of a whole nation and will make peace agreement with the king of the south. Okay? Who
in the South is about to become president that President Putin will make peace with. Even that is in the Bible. The next president of the United States is going to make peace with President Putin. And it's in the Bible before it's in the news. What, is that a coincidence? Because if they are written in black and white, my brother and sister, the next president of the United States is going to make peace with President Putin. When you watch it on the news, remember we talked about it in this Bible study. My brother and sister, is that a coincidence? Is that God knows everything before they, whatever they can come to their mind, he already know. Okay, he will plan to come in agreement. He will plan to come with a strength of his own nation, well, strength of all his own nations. And the strength of all other nations, right, are the submarine. They're subs. Okay? Believe Kamala Harris will be president temporarily. I know some people have said and seen it. Temporarily, I believe she will be. But in the next election, someone else will come to being president. And I believe it's Donald Trump. Okay? Unless, Brother Brandon was saying something that really caught my attention, because he was saying God, and I said this before, God is leaving it up to his people. If people will repent, if people will pray, if people will ask God, God can put Donald Trump there, which is, I saw in a vision Donald Trump being president in the months to come. I seen it. But that can be changed. It depends on the people. God can put someone else there or allow someone else to come into power. But I believe it is Donald Trump coming into office in the months to come. And I believe Brother Brandon seen the same. My brother and sister, Kamala Harris will only be in office temporarily. They will try. Brandon, they saw Michelle Obama in the governor of California running together for office, I believe what he said. Okay, but Kamala Harris will have a new vice president, which I'm surprised, because how are they going to introduce another vice president? I believe it's Jeffrey, the House Speaker, the Democrat, who was doing a speech the other day. He was supposed to become the vice president, but we'll see. Gavin Newsom, yes. Gavin Newsom will be the one running for president. But I don't know if Michelle Obama will be the one running and he will be the vice president for her, okay? But unless, and I don't know if God's going to allow it, they'll cheat again or do whatever, then, you know. But there's a lot of prayer going to the throne of God. So I think Donald Trump is going to be president. There's a lot of prayer. A lot of people are praying. They are praying. They are praying. They are praying. And I believe God answered prayer. And it's not because he is so great. Nothing to do. It's because what is best for the country and the people, the economy. And, you know, but we'll see. We'll see. But I had a vision and he was president. But we don't know because of his age, his health. I don't know how long he will be, though, too. No one knows. So says that President Putin, he will plan to come with a strength of the whole nation. He will make peace agreement with the king of the South. And I say him because President Putin is the king of Russia, or the president of Russia. He will give him a daughter in marriage to try to destroy the nation, but she will not help him or be on his side. And the question is, who is this daughter? Okay. Yes. Okay. I seen it too in a vision. The other day, the Lord showed me. It was like a quick vision. President Trump was president. I said it here. I wasn't even planning to say it. I was like, But I did saw it. And then Brother Brandon saw it too. Okay. Now, who is the daughter of Russia? Okay. But she will not help him. You know, this can be, look at it like the daughter could be China. The daughter of Russia can be China. Okay? And so, because in the book of Ezekiel, they go together hand to hand. Ezekiel described them. Ezekiel 38, the word of the Lord came to me, saying, Son of man, set thy face against God in the land of Magog, the chief priest of Meshech and Tubaim, prophesy against him. Okay? And he's talking about the president of Russia and say, thou say the Lord God, behold, I'm against thee, O God, chief priest of Meshech and Tubal, and I will turn thee back, put a hook on thy jaw. I will bring thee forth, and all thy army, how horsemen, and then clothed with all sorts of armor, a great company of buckler and shield, and all them of the sword, my brother and sister, and Persia, Ethiopia, Libya with them, and all them, the chief of the helmet, and all these nations are already joining BRICS. Okay? All these nations are joining BRICS. Brother Brandon, I play his audio here, just so you can hear his voice.
Hey, good morning, family. How y'all doing today? I'm going to deliver a pretty heavy word today. I hope.
He's Brother Brandon. Okay, so yes, these nations that God said in the last day will be joining Russia and China, and through BRICS, they're already joining them through BRICS. In Saudi Arabia, the Middle East, some of the nations, the Prince of Saudi Arabia already joined BRICS last week or 2 weeks ago. So all these things are in the news already happening. But God said through Ezekiel 38:5, Persia, Ethiopia, Libya with them and all them, and the shield and the it was shield and helmet. Well, all them was shield and helmet. Okay, this shield and helmet, because I saw special shield and helmet upon on the super soldier. So my thinking, I'm reading this in the Bible, and I'm thinking of what the Lord showed me 2 weeks ago, about almost three. This special soldier that I told you, they had the teeth like vampire on the side. Okay. They much stronger than special forces, and they can, with regular weapon, they're almost impossible to be killed. And I believe that's why NATO brought into Ukraine the special powerful laser, ground laser, because they have plain laser, but this time they brought in ground laser. When I heard on the news that through Poland they were bringing in those laser equipment, I knew exactly what they were trying to do, and it's to destroy the special soldier being sent into Ukraine, because that's how President Putin was able to take over those other cities, and only Kiev, the major city, is the only city that Russia has not taken over. And I have said this before the war in Ukraine began, during the war, in the beginning of the war of Ukraine, the prophecy, when the war of Ukraine began, I told you the prophecy of this woman that God gave her here in America, that the war in Ukraine was to bankrupt United States and NATO. Okay? And I believe that why Kiev, Russia, has not taken it over yet is because the plan is to bankrupt America and NATO. As long as they keep approving these bills, with hundreds of billions, including trillions, are being sent to Ukraine, the hope of Russia and China and them is that through Ukraine, they will break this country's economy. And it's hurting everyone. Everyone knows this. The economy is being hurt by this war in Ukraine. And Biden has said it. As long as he is president, he is going to support Ukraine. The only one saying that he will not support them and he will pull out whatever out of Ukraine is President Donald Trump. Okay? So, but Kamala Harris being in office temporarily as a commander-in-chief, things are going to change where some people even saw the election being delayed or trying to delay the election. She, Kamala Harris, is going to try to delay the election because there is something in the Constitution of the United States that if the president is at war with another nation, the election could be delayed. Okay? I don't know what bill was done in the Constitution, but I heard someone talking about it, and I thought it was very interesting that this was being mentioned because I believe that is the plan. If they can delay the election and push it out because they just began a war with another nation, that changes everything. Because then Kamala will be in there not just 4 months or 3 months, longer than that. And I don't know for how long they can push it. I don't know if they can push it out indefinitely or for a certain 4 more years or 2 more years. I don't know what the Constitution says about that. But I heard someone mention it, and it's legal. It's under the Constitution. And to me, that is, wow. Okay? And they are really are planning their own things. Okay? So, verse 18. So, it says that, verse 18, then he will turn to the land beside the sea and take many in battle. But Catan was stopping the king of the north in his pride and caused a trouble to be put on him. Okay? For some reason, that sounds to me like someone else will rise in Russia that can take over the government. And we know we have the former president in Russia that if President Putin is not able, he can take the country back again. Okay? And so it seems like that's what's going to happen. There's been talk on the media for a couple of years now that who will take over Russia if President Putin is not there. And as a commander-in-chief, then they have the former president that can. He is like the vice president right now in Russia. So it says in Daniel that he will be stopped in his pride and cause him to be put, trouble will cause to be put on him. That sounds like political trouble. Political trouble, like people will rise in Russia and say, hey, he's doing too much, because in Russia, believe it or not, there are great majority of people of the Jewish people. That's why Netanyahu can travel to Moscow and meet with them, and the great rabbis and all them can meet with him, and they totally agree. Even President Putin, before he makes any decision, he goes to the great rabbi in Russia. So there are a lot of Jewish people in Russia. And most of the great decisions are brought through them. So if he is rising against the Jewish people by standing with the Palestinians in the division of the two-state solution, people can begin to complain and say, well, he's not really for the Jewish people. He's more for the Jewish enemy or the Jewish or the Arab nations, because the division of Jerusalem, I don't know if some of you know, is not really just the East and the West. It's really to bring back Palestine, which is the Palestinian state, the Palestinian city for the Arab nations. It's being called Iran Palestine. And that's what they want. That's what they wanted for hundreds of years. And so I guess President Putin is standing with them in that regard, then getting the capital back, Palestine, and the division of Jerusalem. And that's not going to work out with him, for him in the political field. Okay, so verse 19, he will turn to the strong city of his own land, and he will lose his steps and fall, and he will not be seen again. Okay, sounds to me like politics. He will not win again, or he will be taken out either way. But he will not be again, the Bible says. Okay. So, verse 20, so one will become king in his place, and he will send a man through his great nation to make people pay taxes. Yet, within a short time, the king will be killed, but not in anger or in battle. A very sinful person will rise to power in his place, and he will not give him honor of being a king, but he will come in a time of peace and take over the nation. It's in smooth-sounding word. And falls away. Okay, so this has been happening for years there in Russia, but the removal will come in the time of the end. Okay. Verse 22, army will be driven away and destroyed in front of armies. It doesn't say his army will be driven away and destroyed in front of him. And also the ruler of the agreement. Okay. And after the peace agreement he made with him, he will use false way and become strong in his small army. Okay. Sounds to me like the Antichrist. Okay. And at the time of peace, he will go into the richest part of the land and he will do what his father and his father never did. He will divide the things taken in warring and things in worth among them and make plan against the strong city, but only for our time. He will gather all his strength against the king of the south with a large army. So the king of the south will gather together very large, powerful army for war, but he will not win the battle. Secret plan will be made against him. Okay, and those secret plans, the Antichrist, because there was one time the Lord, I share here this on the Lord's Hour, I heard the Antichrist saying to President Putin, do what you say you will do. The Lord allowed me to hear in loud, clear voice. Okay, he was saying that to him. And, you know, a lot of people don't know that President Putin speaks English very, very well, even better than me. Okay? He understands it well. He speaks very well. When he came to Washington, Obama was in office, no translator. They were riding horses together. There's video, audio, all the online. And he was speaking English fine. But in a lot of this that he was doing on the microphone, the camera, he was speaking in Russian. And a lot of people wonder why. There's a bunch of reasons why. But it was mostly to communicate with his own people here in America. But he speaks English very, very well, had never spoken in English on television. Okay? Always speaking Russians, my brother and sister. But he can speak to a person one-on-one in English perfect without any problem. Okay? But when it has to do for the television, he speaks in Russian. My brother and sister, a lot of people wondered about that. Why? So those who eat the best food will destroy him. Those are the elite. And his army will be driven away. Many will be killed. The heart of both kings will be sinful. They will lie to each other at the same table. But nothing will come of it till the end still come at the chosen time. Then the king of the north will return to his land, many things much, much worse. But his heart will be set against the holy agreement. He will work against it and then return to his own land. And at the chosen time, he will return to the south. But the time it will not be as it was before. For ship of King Tim will come against him, and he will be afraid and turn back. He will return in anger and against the holy agreement. He will come back to show favor to those who have turned away from the holy agreement. So it's like, sounds to me like Russia will be going back and forward because they are joining China. I don't know how many of you saw that China and Russia were having this agreement. And president from China had to call him in and did a whole celebration before him and all that. It's on YouTube. I saw it. And because they were having disagreement. And they'll continue to have disagreement. The nations are really have never been brothers and sisters. They don't agree 100%. China has their own purpose. Russia has their own purpose. And they have never agreed. The only reason why they're coming together is to really come against this nation with many other nations, but that's it. And so it's in the Bible, and it's in the real life you can see. It's the same thing happening with them. They don't agree in many things. Sometimes they agree in something. The agreement has been broken, and they keep going back and forth. My brother and sister, verse 31, his army will come and make the house of God unclean and put an end to the burnt gift. That's a burnt offering. And he will set up a very sinful man-made God. Okay? I believe that this is where AI comes into place. Okay? Because they said that the image speaks. They will make an image, Revelation 13, that speaks. And that image is AI. A lot of people have agreed that that image is AI because AI is a demon. It's a principality. It's a fallen angel. Okay? And making this image that will speak. Their plan is, his army will come and make the house of God unclean. Their plan is to put this AI in the third temple in Jerusalem, my brother and sister. One of the reasons why the Jewish people are planning, or the leaders, not the people, the leaders, are planning to allow the two-state solution is so they get to build the third temple. Okay? And that's what they want. And they have told the Arab people, the Palestinians, that's what they want. And supposedly in the two-state agreement, two-state solution, through the UN and all the nations in agreement, that the two-state solution will, the building of the third temple will be allowed. Okay? Leaving the Dome of the Rock where it is. The Arabs, the Palestinians say, well, go ahead and build your third temple. And they have said it's going to be very close to the Dome of the Rock. And they said, well, there is a space in between it, and between that, after that space, they can go ahead or like a walkway, a path. They can use it after that, build the Jewish people their own temple. It will be close to each other. And I heard that the rabbi agreed that the Dome of the Rock, it don't need to be removed. They could go ahead and build a third temple. And so they want to go ahead and build the third temple. Now, I listened to a few different rabbis in regard to what is happening. Some rabbis don't want to get involved in politics. And mostly rabbis just stay within the word, which is good. Politics is always dirty and sinful and worthy and confusing. And I say it's demonic. So we have to be careful with politics. Even as the preacher, we have to be very careful with politics and not really bring it in because it's just so much dirtiness and it lies, deceive. We have to stay in the word, my brother and sister. So Paul said to the Colossians that the man of sin sits in the temple of God, okay? And this I'm bringing this Bible here because in verse 31, as you see it in the chat room there, his army will come and make the house of God unclean. That is the leader, the Antichrist, the Mahdi, sitting in the temple of God. But they become one with Russia. They sign an agreement, the Bible says, and they become one. And he comes, his army make the house of God, put an end to the burnt offering, that's stopping the sacrifice. And then they will set up the very simple Mengmei God. That is AI. An image of AI. Right now, they are AI BMA to run most of warehouses. Amazon already have this AI. And there's another new AI that they have come out with that is practically human. And they said that the part of this new AI is it has a human brain together with a machine brain. So how they have come up with a machine brain and put it together successfully, it's like growing it together in a lab, human brain and machine brain. It has a name. I can't remember the name right now. And they have tested it. And find out that it is an AI, like a human, but a machine. I forgot the name they use for it. But it has everything you and I brain has in it. Everything that our brain has, it has it together with a machine brain. Okay? And this thing is so smart I think it goes beyond transhumanness. I think it goes beyond that. We heard about transhumanness years ago, but they have another modern name for it. more humanoid, something like that, human, that you would think it's as is in a movie. No, they already have that. They're playing around with that. And successfully they have done it. And they're testing it and using it, and it works better than just an AI, because it's human and AI. And a lot of these humans have been mixed their DNA with cheetah, tiger, lions, crocodile, just to give them those special skills. And now being mixed with a machine, it's like a perfect machine. Okay, I forgot what they call it, because I heard the name online a few hours, yesterday, I believe it was, and I was blown away, like, wow, these people are really playing God, okay? It's like a hybrid, yes, it is a hybrid, a humanoid, something like that, which is it's machine and human, and now that they successfully have done this, companies, major company, want it now, because it's only been a one or two company working together to get this done, and successfully they have done it, and they say this exceed AI, it exceed clay and metal, as I said in the book of Daniel, exactly. They mix clay and metal successfully. And this is the latest. This is like yesterday, today news. The latest of the latest in AI. And they are it's like a breakthrough. One of the things, breakthrough in AI that they're having. And this will master anything out there, because it has that ability to think and work 24 hours. And still think like a human in a machine, and 7 days a week, and do this and do that, you know, with ease. And that's what they were looking for, and they finally got to that. But they don't talk about the outcome. What if this? Because they say, well, since it's human and machine, they think it will have more control. It will not be out of control, because it can think like a human, but it can also act like a machine, and all that. Clay and metal is the word. And wow, incredible, the things that are going on, my brother and sister. So Daniel 11:32, he will speak well of those who sin against the agreement. Okay? But those people who know their God will show their strength and stand against him. So I believe here are people that know their God. Because Jesus said to the Jewish people in Matthew 24, the disciples, his people, when you see these things, flee to the mountain. Flee to the mountain. And we know that a lot of people are fleeing, are moving to the mountain. They're just moving. They know that this is the time. They can't wait no longer. Shalom to Satani. And it's time for them to move to the mountain. So he says, when you see these things, flee to the mountain. So the king of the north, come Russia, China, Saudi Arabia, and all of them joined together. They're coming with strength, with forces. But it's just not for America. America is who is in their way to get to Israel. Because all the fallen angels knows that Jerusalem is the capital of the world. And throughout history, whoever controls Jerusalem controls the world, okay? They don't want to end there. For sure, like the Philistine, you got to go back to the Old Testament and read when they took the Ark of the Lord. Yeah, God punished them for taking the Ark of the Lord, but what was the purpose that they were looking to steal the Ark of the Lord and take it to their own land and all that? Because of the power. What are people seeking for? Power. Control. And one way, and their thinking is they can get hold of the Ark of the Lord. It's in Jerusalem. They want to get there. They want to control Jerusalem. And then they can get the Ark of the Lord. He goes into the temple of God. Why? To set in the temple, ask God, How is he going to sit in the temple of God as God? He has to have access to the ark. He has to have it. Because the only way he's going to show the Jewish people him pretending to be in God is to go into the temple of God and sit there. My brother and sister. Now, when you read that he sits in the temple of God as God, God would allow much. He allowed these things to happen because of sin and disobedience. Because the question is, will God allow it? Well, when Moses was up in the mountain, God allowed Aaron, his high priest, God high priest, okay, to build the glass supposedly that took them out of Egypt, which was that bull, which is a representation of the devil, fallen angel, okay? And remember what happened in the story? They borrow everyone's rings, chain, and all that, put it together, and boom, comes out the bull out of the fire. That, to me, sounds like supernatural. I know a lot of people say, well, they melted the gold and blah, blah, blah. That's not what the Word of God says. Because the Word of God, there occasionally when you read about the temple, Solomon chose men to the temple and chose skills men, how they melted the things and did all that. You know, and you read about how the things are being described. In regard to the bull and the wilderness, it is just described that the bull comes out of the fire. And that's supernatural. That's the devil works at hand. And then sitting in the temple of God, as God, okay, that is evil, deceiving, lies, okay? But he's going to do fake miracle. When you read Revelation 13, you read about the fake miracle of the Antichrist. And people are deceived by the miracle. Okay? And the part of being deceived by the miracle is, you know, this is why we need to be careful, my brother and sister. Hallelujah. 2 Thessalonians 2:9, Satan will use this man of sin. He will have Satan power. He will do strange things and many powerful works that will be false. Okay? But it will deceive many. He will deceive many. The part that he will deceive many to the things he will do, the people will see him do, is the part that a lot of people don't realize, that our walk in the Lord, our serving of the Lord, cannot just be about miracle. Because if we just focus on our miracle, we could be deceived, my brother and sister. Revelation 13:14, he deceives them that dwell on the earth by the means of those miracles which he had power to do in the sight of the beast, saying to them that dwell on the earth that they should make an image to the beast which had the wound by a sword and live. Okay? He been wounded, but somehow he gets healed again. And when people see him doing that in the miracle, people are like, whoa, he's got to be God because look what he's doing and all that. And they bow to him. They acknowledge him as God. They are deceived by him, by the miracle. He deceived them that dwell on the earth by the means of those miracles. And he uses the word miracle with an X. That means many miracles, not just one of his own healing by the wound he received. But he does so many miracles in the sight of humanity. We listened to a brother online saying that, why do you think that they made sure they got television in every Dunkin' Donut, in every restaurant, bars, mall, airports? There are television practically everywhere, and stores. And the reason why they done that in medical and clinics and hospital where you will say a television right there. Why did the Antichrist want a television everywhere? Because when he does these miracles, when he performs them, he wants everyone to see it everywhere. And when people are sitting there in the hospital waiting for the family or seeing the doctor and see this miracle on television, their attention is like, whoa, I better get to him. I better go there. Okay? But these miracles are to deceive the people. Okay? Because we're not supposed to be running after miracles. We're supposed to be running after the Lord, my brother and sister. And we all need miracles. We all do. But we don't run after miracles. We run after the Lord. We seek for the Lord, the dentist's office. Amen. So he deceives the Lord on the earth by the meaning of those miracles. We have power to do in the sight of the beast. Okay? He's doing this. The beast is watching all this. Because you got the false prophet and the Antichrist, but in Revelation you get two Antichrists. One that comes out of the sea, one that comes out of the land. One is performing all these miracles, the one that was wounded and comes back again. Okay? Then you got the image AI that they're putting together now better than anything they ever has, which human and machine brain together and their body already been built. And then we'll be walking among people. I heard that the human look like AI by the end of 25 will be practically everywhere walking. We'll be walking in the street in New York City, California, everywhere. My brother insisted. And people will see it just like another human being. Okay? And wait to it and talk to it. By the end of 25, sometime next year, this is going to be released 6 months from now. Or 9 months from now, these things will be walking among us, my brother and sister, saying to them that do on the earth that they should make an image to the beast, which has the womb by the sword and live. Okay? We know that the beast, when it was in Washington, had his own library where an image of himself is being built, which is still not finished. And when he asked for donation for that image he wanted of himself, hundreds of millions of dollars being donated to that image in Washington, D.C. This is before he left office. He requested it. The land for the library has been granted, and his image is still being built by two or three companies who receive all these donations for that image that is still being built of the beast. Okay? Revelation talks about this image of the beast. And him, when he was in office, he requested it, and all the money immediately was available. $600+ million available for this image he won that will speak and that will move. Okay? An image of the beast which had the wound, a sword, and live. So the image, okay, it's of himself. It's an image of himself. Let me. My brothers and sisters. And he had power to live unto the image of the beast. And that the image of the beast should both speak and cause it to be killed as many and will not worship the image of the beast. Sounds like laser either in the eyes. How is this image going to cause to be killed, cause people to be killed, as many of will not worship the image of the beast? Okay? Because what is in that image that is still being built, okay, Rob, is similar to that. It has a human, and that new brain is human and machine now. They successfully have put together, this is the latest that came out yesterday, human and machine brain, two company or three combine their intelligence, their knowledge together, the resources together, as they call it, to put this together. And now it is available, and it's beyond anything they ever had. Okay? And it's exactly what the Bible describes in Revelation 13 of this image of the beast, because it has power to give life unto the image of the beast. It has power to give life unto the image of the beast. Think about it. That power, that is human power, human life with machine. And now the machine is not dead because it's combined with a human. So life there is the word to give life unto the image. The life that I'm referring to is the life that God gave to us that makes us alive. And that life now put together with a machine, that's the beast, that's the image of the beast that's being prepared by three companies in Washington, D.C., of the beast that was in office, okay, that he requested it and asked donation to it, over $600 million being donated for it, ready to go. And they're working on it for the library. But the Bible says that the image should both speak and cause it to be killed, as many will not worship the image of the beast. Okay, so much will be unfolding in the days to come. And if people are not seeking the Lord, coming close to him, committing their life to him, they're going to fall into the lies, deceive. Because the evil ones wants to go beyond what they have, as they are allowed to. And they are doing so. And the word of God is coming to pass 100%. My brothers and sisters, when you hear about these things in the news online, by channels, news channels that have given information before that has been truth, that really have come to pass, you are surprised by the information that are coming out. So a lot of things coming out, my brother and sister. Lots of things are coming out. But it says in Ezekiel 38:6, Gomer and all his band, the house of Togarmah in the north quarter, and all his band, and many people with thee. These are alliance of nations to the Russians, to BRICS, the BRICS nations, as they are called today, coming together in all the bands. We know that the Middle East, okay, are joining them, the kings of the Middle East, most of them. And all these are nations that today's name has changed, in all the band and many people with thee. There's a great, great army joining Russia, joining China, joining all these nations, coming together in the last days like never before. Okay, and God said to prophesy against him because his final march is to go against Israel. And you do not want to go against Israel, because you're going against Israel, you're going against God. That's what it is. They are the apples of God's eyes, my brother and sister. Verse 7, but be thou prepared and prepare for thyself, thou and all thy company that are assembled unto thee, be thou guard unto them. After many days thou shalt be visited, and the latter year, and they shall come unto and come into the land, and brought back from the sword, and gathered out of many people against the mountain of Israel, which have been always wasted, but it brought form out of the nation, and they shall dwell safely in all of them. So God promised safety for Israel, my brothers, not for the other nations that are coming against it, but for his own people. And thou shalt ascend and come like a storm. My brother and sister, they're coming like a storm. If you want to describe BRICS and other nations that are coming together, whoever they go against, okay, it's going to be like a storm. Remember the dream the Lord gave me about 3 weeks ago when he took me to the Middle East, and I heard China being in control together with Russia and all of them. And Israel wanted a bomb somewhere in Iran. And Iran went and complained to China. And China was reprehending Israel that this will not be allowed anymore. I said when they were framed with United States, who they had brought down. That's what the president of China was saying to Israel. We have brought down the USA, and there no more. And we are in control now of the world. And we're not going to allow you to attack Iran, one of our partners. Okay? We will not allow that. We'll come against you. And the leaders of Israel were like, it's like, I don't think that they are going to take that lightly. And even in that case, they're not going to back away. So this is why Iran, Russia, China, and them are going to go against Israel. Because Israel, the IDF, they always been, since Israel became a nation, is we're going to go in with everything. And if we are killed and destroyed, let God will be done. Okay? Because they trust in the Lord. They trust in the Lord. And God will not leave them. And God will not forsake them. That's why we have Joel chapter 3, my brother and sister. Okay? Because God says there that all the nations are going to come against Israel. Okay? And says what they're planning what they're going to do. Okay? And he's going to repay them. Okay? Make this known among the nation. Get ready for war, he says. Call your strong men. Gather all those soldiers. Let them come up. Beat your plow into the swords. And your vine hook into a spear. Let the weak say, I am strong soldier. Hurry and come up in all your nation in every side. Gather yourself there. Bring down your men of war, O Lord. Let the nation get ready to come to the valley of Josaphat. For there I will visit to judge all the nations on every side. Could you imagine that? When they come against Israel, they're coming against Israel in every single side, through the north, the south, the east, and the west. Right now, they're surrounded by all the nations. And the only friend is the United States. And they're all going to come. When the United States no more, they will surround Israel, the land of Israel, from every single side. But God says, okay, go ahead, you nations. Go ahead. Go ahead. Surround my mountain. Surround my land on every side, because there I will judge you. This is when Messiah returned with a sword and to cut the meat of all the captains and all the leaders, my brothers and sisters. This, God is going to put an end to all the nations. He says it, said it through Jeremiah, Ezekiel, Isaiah, my brothers and sisters, John the Apostle, and through so many prophets, God said he will put an end to the nations. Because the nations, my brother and sister, think that they can do whatever with Israel. See Israel as any nation. Israel is not as any nation. Israel is the chosen land of God, the chosen people of God, special people. And God explains it through the prophet that Israel is special. Okay? And whoever touches them touches the apple of his eyes. And he's going to destroy the nations. And this is the time that we're in. We're at the last of the last. And these nations are preparing. You know, all this nonsense in 2007 and 8 in Syria with all the chemical and all the stuff that began in Syria. Okay, and the Antichrist sending his forces to Syria, doing this, doing that. They were just training soldiers, preparing them for the last day against Israel. That was it. And when that woman came on YouTube and said that, she got persecuted. She went into Egypt. After that, she was made disappear. I remember seeing that video, and it was sad. But she told the truth what they were really doing there, training endless amount of men from every nation, a soldier, to come against Israel in the last day. And she was not an Israelite. She was a Syrian who feared God, who read her Bible, who was repenting, seeking God daily. And she spoke out on YouTube for the last time. They might have killed her body, but her spirit is with God, her soul is with God. my brother and sister, this is how bad things are in the last days. The people are not allowed to say what truly is happening. They're getting ready to destroy the land of Israel. And when we, the church, see this, we got to stay on repentance. We got to stay seeking the Lord, getting ready for the coming of Jesus, because destruction is at hand. It's coming. My brother and sister, they're not going to escape, because in 7 years, the Lord is coming back with all his army to start a 1,000-year reign with Christ. My brothers and sisters. So basically, once the church is out of here, 7 years, it's all what this earth has, what people will have down here. And that was it. Destruction comes. The elements are going to melt and be destroyed on this earth. Nothing will be standing, because the Lord is going to establish his kingdom in the new earth. And the new earth is ready. It's somewhere up in the cloud where it cannot be reached by evil or anything. My brother and sister, only by God. And this earth will be no more. Revelation 20 said that there was not a place found for this earth. Not a place found for it. It's going to be empty. It will have no human beings anymore. And anyone who will escape, whoever is beheaded for Jesus during the Great Tribulation, is going to go to the new earth, my brothers and sisters, to dwell on the new earth. The Lord is going to give them a house. They're going to have a new body. I won't say like a glorified body like the church, but it's similar. I've seen it. I compare the different way I seen people coming out of the Great Tribulation, brothers and sisters, they're living a happy life in the new earth. Everything is new, full of joy and peace. No more worry or concern ever again. A new mind. For the former things are passed away. And Jesus said, now they all make new. New life is what the Lord is planning for each and one of us, my brothers and sisters. And we got to seek to be in with the Lord in the last day, because we're in the last of the last. Practically nothing else needs to come to pass. Yeah, I'm looking for the judgment, like the earthquake in California and the Eastern tsunami. Some people are having dreams like this is about to happen at any moment. And I'm like, wow. This is why 2 weeks ago, the outer draft has been passed here. A lot of people are dreaming and they don't even know. What is the outer draft, brother? That's the executive order Biden passed on Friday afternoon when Congress went on vacation. Outer draft. Anyone can be chosen now. Women, young lady, can be chosen now for the outer draft. Elders, sending now, putting weapon on the arm and go fight for your country. And people are like, well, look what they did in Ukraine. Mothers, a baby in a hand and a rifle on the other hand, fighting for the country. My brother and sister. Mother was a mother we interviewed. Three children, one baby. One was like 7 and another like 9. With a rifle on the hand and the baby on the other hand, fighting for her country. That's what Biden just approved. 2 weeks ago, a lot of people are sleeping. They're sleeping. Same thing like in Ukraine, praying in one mother, fighting in Ukraine also. That's also coming to the U.S. And since it's out of draft, and once Congress says, okay, boom, that's it. He did it as an executive order. That means it stands. And if it gets approved into law by Congress, it stands. No one's going to change that, my brother and sister. We're in the last of the last. This is why these things are happening. This is why. I was listening to Glenn Beck. He had someone speaking about it and saying he don't think Congress is going to approve for women to go fight for the country. But since they're putting it through and Congress is Democrat, they're not going to say no. They're going to approve it. Anything Biden's, look at the digital dollar. The digital dollar have been approved already. It has been approved. And banks, federal banks have sent letters to all the banks to change to digital currency, digital dollar. And it's being changed as fast as they can because they got to train their employees to deal with it. But Walmart and all these stores have been told, you got to get the new system. Scans of the RFID on the right hand. Got to get them ready. Okay? Now, all the line in Walmart, all the paying line will have to be on the right hand because the ship is going to be on the right hand. And now you see now the counter, like in the Walmart appeal, things that are being changed already this week. My wife was telling me how they're changing everything now this week. She went to the store a couple of days ago, and it's being changed. Some other town, another town, Walmart, it's already changed here. All for the right-hand scan to be scanned. Those that have the RFID will scan the right hand. And so all the other Walmart are being ordered to change. And so in all 50 states and around the world will be the same. Every single store, every supermarket will be changed to the RFID machine. And you can already, you can stand in line and watch people already scanning their hand. They don't take out credit card or anything, just scanning their hand and keep going. My brothers, this is the story of our nation and the world right now. And people are still sleeping. That's what I heard a brother say in a line. How can people see these things coming to pass and still be sleeping? Don't they know what the Lord has been saying to us to prepare for his coming? This is where persecution is coming. Persecution is coming against the church. Because when they say to us, you need to get the RFID in your right hand, you need, which is the mark of the beast, Jesus had told me, you will have to make a decision for your own life. You yourself will have to learn to say no. But be ready for the consequence. And that's what the plan is. That's why they're getting all the FEMA camps around the nation ready. And there are already many family in FEMA camps. They're getting FEMA camps ready in our nations and around the world. And Israel, in every single country almost, including Mexico, they're all getting all the FEMA camps ready because they know that there will be a small amount of the nation saying no to the mark, to the RFID, which is the mark of the beast. And people will say no, and they're getting ready for that. For those that will say no, they're going straight to the FEMA camp like going to jail. And they're going to have to live in there because they're saying those people will bring risk on the population if they don't take the RFID in the right hand. And they don't get injected in a year or two with the RFID. They are a risk to our nations. Supposedly is what they're talking about. So they want to make sure everyone is on the same page. Everyone is has the RFID and fully vaccinated. All these things are being moved. So all these major retailers like Walmart are setting their machines ready. Here in the north, if you're not aware, it's all being set. It's all being put together. In New Jersey, mostly stores, they already have them ready. Major store, they already have them ready. I was talking to my brother about this, and he was telling me, oh, they already have them ready here. It's like your state is being slow. New Jersey is already up today in New York with this stuff. This stuff is being set everywhere. Like, he was talking to me like, what are you talking about? We already have all this stuff ready. Like, you guys are just doing it now. It's like the South and the West is usually slower in getting stuff like this ready. And so when we, even when we're talking about this, some people is like, what are you talking about? They got to visit the North, go visit New York, visit New Jersey, Massachusetts, and see that all these states in the North already have all those machines. People are already used to seeing this. It's normal for them, but the West slowly will have to get it ready because the federal government is pushing it to them, and they'll have to have it ready. My brother and sister, it's just slower to get it to them and get it done. But it will be done. because they have their plan for 2025. 2025 in 2026 is where they're going to make sure all these things are in position. I said in the beginning of this year that maybe by the end of this year or 2025, persecution, Christians are running for their lives. Okay? I believe that because I remember when Father spoke to me back in 2022 in the Lord. I believe it was 2022 and 20, somewhere there. And God was telling me that persecution will come in for us in the time to come, in the near future. The persecution was coming, and he showed me people being chased by the military, the state police, just so they can be injected in the right hand because they were refusing to have it, and it was the law of the land. And the military were going to people homes, making sure everyone was vaccinated and RFID in the right hand. This is going to be the law of the land, my brother and sister. I would say 1-2 years, maybe 3, law, completely law, everywhere in the United States. And I expect everyone to have it. So persecution, my brother and sister, is so close. This is why there needs to be an awakening among the people. I believe God, either through judgment, is going to awaken the people. I believe the Eastern tsunami, the earthquake in California, are the things that God's going to use to really awaken this nation. Because right now they are asleep, and these things are here. The government is pushing it forward. Billions of dollars are behind all these things. Banks, major banks, credit union banks are pushing this quickly. Most of our banks already have this system in place, my brother and sister. They already have it in place. And talking to them and seeing it is shocking to us, but it's a reality. And the question is, are people ready to say no? Because I don't see a lot of people. Let me know if you can still hear me. We just had like a mini power outage. The weather has been raining and windy. So I don't know if the communication got cut out, but if it's still going on well, please let me know. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Yeshua. Praise you, Lord. I don't know if I got cut out. Thank you, Lord. Let me see. Praise you, Yeshua. Okay. I don't know if people can still hear me. We just had a power outage. Okay. Thank you, sister. Hallelujah. Being ready and being prepared is so important because then you get to make decisions. When you hear a messenger of the Lord speaking about these things, clearly telling you, you need to prepare, you need to be ready. It gives you time to prepare. It gives you time to get ready before they knock on your door and say, hey, are you fully vaccinated? Are you fully RFID? You're like, see, if you, because you got to make a decision for your own life, for your own soul. We're talking about your soul. We're talking about your salvation, okay? When we warned people about the vaccine before it came, how many people did not take it serious? The Lord showed me in hell hundreds of thousands of people that went down because they listened to me and did not take it serious. And I have a feeling that a lot of people have listened, but I don't know if everyone has. I believe there's still a lot of people sleeping. And now with the RFID, my brother and sister, okay, are going to, a lot of people that should say no are going to say yes. I receive a warning in heaven saying that even closer people to me, okay, are not going to say no. See, there's a lot of people receiving food stamps, receiving a social security check, And those things in the days to come are going to be questioning, are going to question their own salvation, because the government is going to say to them, since you're receiving a Social Security check and food stamp, okay, you have to take this RFID in your right hand, and we'll continue to give you your, my brother and sister, we'll continue to give you your check. We'll continue to give you your check if you know, and even more, okay? Because look what Biden did with the banks and the credit union and them. If you go ahead and get all the system ready and all that, we're going to increase it to FDIC 350,000 now, 100,000 more if you get your system ready for the digital dollar and all that, okay? In a timely fashion time, get it ready by this day. Banks and credit unions are flying to get this ready. Get it done. Oh, $100,000 more to insure a customer. Oh, this is awesome. They think it's the greatest things. Okay? And look what's happening. They're now going to push their customer to be having to have the RFID ASAP in order for to receive better protection, better benefit for the bank, better benefit for you, maybe more money for yourself, okay, more interest, better interest for you and all that, better loan, better this, better that. And so people will see the beauty of getting a loan with practically zero interest and all that through the credit union and the banks, because they have the RFID in the right hand. The banks are making all this stuff available for them. So now they think it's the greatest thing, and they're going to go that way. No, 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 no. You and I are supposed to say no. No. Okay? But since people are not committing to the Lord to being kept from these evil tests, because this is what Revelation says. I will deliver you from the test that will come on all the world. The Lord says in the book of Revelation, I will deliver you from the test that will come on all the world. He will deliver us. But you have to say no. You have to say, you have to give them an anointed no in the days to come. As a child of God, you have to give them an anointed no when they offer you the RFID. A very anointed no you need to give them. Are you ready to give them an anointed no? Or you're still full of doubt and you're not sure and I don't know what to do. And because a lot of people are still there. Because they're going to knock on your door. They're going to send a soldier to your house, a few soldiers to your house, and knock on your door and say, are you vaccinated? And why are you not vaccinated? We have a medical doctor here that can just put it on you right now, and we'll be on our way. We won't bother you anymore. You have to give them an anointed no. And people are so afraid of official, of authority, that they're going to say yes, no. Let them throw you in FEMA camp. Even let them throw you in jail. Give them an anointed no. Understand that this is for our salvation. This is for our own life. If you choose to be with the Lord for all eternity, give them an anointed no. Need to understand how important it is that you have to make your decision now before it comes. Because once it comes, you don't have a preacher anymore telling you say no. This is now you. This is on you now. You and that other person pressuring you, telling you how you're going to lose your income and how you will be isolated from society. You're going to lose your housing. You're going to lose your food stamps. You're going to lose your assistance. Are you ready to say no even if you lose it? There's not a lot of people saying, no, I'm willing to lose it. If it has to be me saying no and losing it, I'll lose it, even if I have to sleep in my car. How many of you can say, well, I'm willing to sleep in my car, even if I take my assistant, just to be with the Lord for eternity? Are you willing? You have to. Your mind needs to be made up now, not in the days to come, now. You made up your mind now. Choose you these days, say Elisha to the people, who you are going to serve. If the Lord is God, serve him. If veiling is God, serve him. Well, veiling will be in the government in the days to come, pretending to be in God, the Antichrist. And Elisha told the people, choose you this day, who you are going to serve. Okay? This is life and death that we're talking about. Life and death. You need to make your choice now for the Lord and not wait. Some people say, I'll wait and see what's going to happen. No, it's going to happen because it's in God's word. Hallelujah. You need to have an anointed oil again for what they say, for what they want for your life. And give God an anointed yes for what he wants. And say, yes, oh Lord, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven, and my life as it is in heaven, oh Lord. I want your will, Lord, and that's it. Lord, if it be for me to end up in a FEMA camp with my family, let it be. Let it be. If that's the will of God, let it be. But we'll say no. And we need to make up our mind now. And not wait, because if you wait, if you're doubting, if you're still not sure about your salvation, okay, if you're not sure, some people say if God is real, and he is, more real than everything, you need to already commit your life to the Lord in fasting and prayer. Even look how merciful is the Lord. When we have fasted, we had actually join us in that corporate fasting Monday, Wednesdays and Friday. I asked the Lord if I could do it. The Lord said yes. I was nervous. Remember the first time I mentioned it, then I went back to the Lord. I'm sorry. You know, the word says that when you do fasting, keep a secret. Don't say anything. Don't mention it. Between you and God. Don't tell people you're fasting. We still say that. Don't tell people you're fasting. But over here, we're calling people to join us. You don't need to tell anyone that you're doing it. We're doing it so people can get up with God spiritually, come closer to the Lord, have an encounter with the Lord. My brother and sister, receive more of God into your life, into your family. Because that's what we need more. More of him. Less of us and more of him, like John. My brother and sister, more of the Lord, less of us. Less of the world and more of Jesus. I know that you're here to learn more about the Lord, to have more of the Lord in your life. God knows and understands that. That's exactly what he wants, that we do that. We commit our life to him. We seek him. We get to know him, and we receive from him. My brother and sister, thank you, Jesus. He is so good. He is so awesome. The time I spent with him a few days ago when he came, he kept me for hours showing me things and just speaking to me about things that are so important about the kingdom of God, showing me the resurrection of the dead that is to come, that is soon to come, the people that will be involved with the resurrection of the dead in the community, helping in us. And we were all busy working for the Lord. I had asked the Lord, remember, before we left Massachusetts back in 2013, Lord, he's calling me to work with 5,000 people community. I cannot do this on my own. I need the Lord to send other people to help me. The Lord said, I will send other of my servants. Show me faces of sisters and brothers that will come and help us here, to help us with 5,000 people community. We must be organized. We must come together as one, because the work is for the Lord. I will say this is like nothing we ever work with. We work with other churches and people and churches and all that. This is going to be more profound because it's for the Lord. And I believe we're going to have major encounter with the Lord there. The Lord even showed me his glory. Remember a sister from the north, she had a dream about the community, about the church and the community. She said that the glory of God was there, so powerful. It was like nothing people ever felt. And the church has two entrances, and people were aligning early in the morning, 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning to go to the church, because you could hardly come in because it was full of people, and the glory of God was like there, like on Mount Sinai, like on the Ark of God, like in the tabernacle. The glory of God was there, so powerful. And people were rejoicing and worshiping God under the power of God. And it was like a cloud over the church. She said, oh, she never experienced anything like that. She never seen people so early in the morning just to come to the service because of the glory of God. Right? This is special. This is of the Lord, my brother and sister. I'm telling you, we need to commit to this work. Those that the Lord is calling, those that will say, look, we will have to have youth service, sister service, brother service, and divide, not divide the work, but work together in groups. Come together in the church and work together in the groups. Hallelujah. And really work together, united, because we know that in the time we're coming in, one thing the Lord showed me is we were having one of the last church service there. And the Lord raptured us from there in that revelation. We had done the work. We were under that glory. I remember being in the pulpit with other pastors, and the Lord raptured us. I was preaching that day, preaching, teaching. And the Lord raptured us from there and from that glory. And it was so beautiful going to heaven from there. All of us in groups, in that big groups. And I can see so many faces of people. My brother and sister, I know there are people listening to us right now that I saw there. They were standing in that church, in that temple, under that glory, my brother and sister. No one was going to want to come out of there. The anointing and glory of God is going to be tremendous every day. My brother and sister, it's special. It's going to be special. The Lord surprised me with what he showed me that's going to be there. The resurrected death. Those that went home are going to be there in that place. They were working with us. To me, that was a surprise. I didn't know this. I didn't even know how to say this, but I had to say what he's showing me because it is his revelation. It is his work. And that's what we need to focus on, Jesus, and do what his will, work his plan. Because he knows what's best for us. What do we need? What's good for us? He knows everything. We are learning of him, but following him. Like if we obey him in every direction, he's going to get us where we need to go. But we must stay in obedience. Holiness and righteousness, seek of him. Because he's perfect. And he's teaching us to be imperfect. And I found a verse in the Bible where Jesus said, not just the one where he says to be perfect, but the one that, thank you, Lord. Let me look it up. Thank you, Lord. He does say you must be perfect as your Father in heaven is perfect. Well, that's Matthew 5:48. I'm sorry. Okay. There's another verse. Thank you, oh Lord. Oh God, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He's preparing us for greatest. When he took me to the new earth, I saw the new earth after the millennium had passed and all that. It was perfect. Matthew 19:21. Jesus said unto him, "If you want to be perfect, go and sell everything you have and give it." The money to the poor people, then you will have riches in heaven, and come and follow me. Thank you, Lord. giving up everything for the Lord is what's going to make us perfect. Giving our life to him, our time, our work, our strength, everything is what's going to make us perfect. My brother and sister, hallelujah. John 17:23, I am in them, you are in me, so they may be one and be made perfect. Then the world may know that you sent me and that you love me as you love me. But look at the plan of the Father in the Lord, that we will be perfect, my brother and sister. God the Father in the Lord wants to make us perfect. And perfect in God, my brother and sister, cannot be compared to anything in the world. It cannot. Okay? Romans 12:2. Do not act like sinful people in the world. Let God change your life, first of all. Let him give you a new mind that you will know that what God wants to do and the things you will do be good and pleasant and perfect. To do perfect things for the Lord. If you are perfect, you're going to do perfect things. God is perfect. Jesus is perfect. The Holy Spirit is perfect. Heaven is a perfect place for us. He can make our life perfect, pleasing and perfect. He says, to do the will, be good, pleasant and perfect. My brother and sister, this is the work of God in our life, your life, my life. And you may say, God, but I'm not perfect now. But a perfect God is working in your life, and he will get you there. If you trust him, if you seek him, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. 1 Corinthians 13:2, now that we see as we were looking in a broken mirror, but then they will see everything. Now I know only in part, but then I will know everything in a perfect way. That is how God knows me right now. We're going to see things, Paul says to the Corinthians, in a perfect way. Can you imagine that? You're going to see things in a perfect way. Thank you, Lord. Okay? So you may say now, I'm not perfect. But the perfect God, perfect Lord, is working in your life to get everything right with you. Okay? Repenting daily is so important. Because that's what God is using to change our life, to get us to be like Christ. Perfect. Christ was always in the perfect will of God, perfect will of the Father. And he's working in our life to get us there. Okay? Philippians 3:2, I do not say that I have received this or have already become perfect, but I keep going on to make the life my own as Christ Jesus made his own. Even Paul said he was not perfect. Okay? He never said he was. But our perfect God, who's working in our life, he can remove imperfection through repentance to the blood of Jesus in our life. It makes us stand as righteous, right standing with God through his blood when we repent daily. And then God works in our life, as says John 15. He removed from us those things that are not pleasing to him. Ask the Lord every day to remove from your life the things that are not pleasing to him. And some things are going to hurt. Some things you're going to have a hard time letting go. But humble yourself and say, God, I'm willing to let go. Help me to let go of the things that are not pleasing to you, Lord. Name them. Pray about them. Fast about them. Identify where you're failing God. And say, God, I'm sorry, but I want to please you in all my way, with all my life, through Christ. Help me, oh Lord. Help me to change, Jesus, in this area of my life, and name it. Tell the Lord what area in your life needs to be changed. Right. my brother and sister. Anything that has to do with sin is left. Everything that has to do with righteous is right. You want to be righteous. You want to be pure. You want to be holy for the Lord. Ask him, Lord, I'm struggling here, Lord. I need your help, Jesus. You overcame the flesh. You overcame the world, your word says, Lord. Help me to overcome these things. And the Lord is faithful and will help you and I to overcome those things we need to overcome. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. First, Colossians 1:19, God the Father was pleased to have everything made perfect by Christ, his Son. That's why when we are repenting and we're coming, hallelujah, under the blood of Jesus, through Christ, God can make everything perfect through Christ. You and I, everything, your life, everything in your life, God can make perfect. When you come to him, when you repent, when you ask the Lord, when you cry out to him, sometimes we need to cry out. Because crying out to the Lord speaks of a sincere heart. When you know you've been failing God for years, and God wants you to leave that behind, whatever it is. And when you're repenting, sincere, you really cry out from your heart. You will see changes in you you never thought possible. He will change you from the inside. You're starting your heart. People may look at the appearance of you, your hair, your body, everything. They'll judge you for how you look. But don't worry about those that like to judge other people, because they will be judged, the Bible says. Judge now, you will be judged, he says. So don't worry about, don't judge other people, and don't worry about them that are judging you. Get your life right with the Lord before it's too late. Sister, I wanted to play the audio, but I didn't got it ready. She cries in this audio, saying the Lord showing her staying behind in the great tribulation, her and her husband. And she said, I cannot believe I was going to stay behind. And that really led her to cry out to the Lord and said, Lord, I do not want to stay behind. Very important that you understand why God will show you things in a certain way. And it is for us to really humble ourselves, cry out to him, and say, Lord, I do not want to stay behind. The Lord likes obedience. I share how the Lord revealed to me Boost Mobile. People can go to Boost Mobile and have their cell phone service changed, and the Lord said he'll protect it for them to go in into the new system. A lot of people did not take it serious. A lot of people, Bible said, if you receive the word of the prophet, you'll be blessed. A lot of people don't understand the blessing, my brother and sister. When God speaks to you, and especially when you get that confirmation in your belly, in your spirit, in your mind, God speaking to you, you don't wait it out. You say, okay, Lord, I'm going to do this. And like me, I will be nervous. If I know I'm wrong, if I know God wants me to do something, I will be nervous looking forward to doing it. I want to get it done because I just want to be obedient. One of the harder things to do. The children of Israel were disobedient in the wilderness. God spoke to them in so many ways. They kept getting angry at Moses and blaming Aaron and Moses. Okay? Amen, sister. And they kept getting angry at Moses and Aaron because they were giving them the word of the Lord. And they keep blaming them. But those that kept doing that did not make it to the promised land. Because if you focus on blaming people for the things you should do, you're not going to get anywhere. Okay? You're not going to get anywhere blaming people. The best thing is, Lord, this is what you want me to do. I'm not going to wait. I'm going to get it down, oh Lord. Okay? Because you want me to do it, Lord. If he tells you he's going to keep you safe, hey, you know, how is it going to change? Because I heard about other company that do this or that. And I was gonna go to another company. And I'm glad the Lord spoke to me from there. That's it. I'm not changing from Boost Mobile. That's it. My brother and sister, because he said he's going to protect it. Okay? The Lord wants obedience. It's better than sacrifice to him. And you're going to find out when you seek to do the will of the Lord, listen to him and be obedient, your life will change. He will work in your life in such a special way. My brother and sister, hallelujah, Lord. Thank you. Colossians 3:14, to all these things you must add love. Love hold everything and everybody together. It makes all the good things perfect. Okay? Makes all the good things perfect. God help us to walk in love. My brother and sister, look, it makes all the good things perfect. And the Lord, everything he gives to us is good. And we have to receive it. We got to receive it because it blesses our lives. Hallelujah. Colossians 4, 12. Ephra say hello. This is the one of your people and the servant of Jesus Christ. As he prays for you, ask God to help you to be strong and to make you perfect. He prays that you will know what God wants to do in all things. But to pray to be strong and to make you perfect. How many people pray to God that he will make you perfect? Well, Paul says that we should pray that God will make us perfect. That should be our prayer. Also, out of the many prayer, my brother and sister, hallelujah. What an awesome God we serve. Hallelujah. Hebrews 2:10, God made all things. He made all things for himself. It was right for God to make Jesus a perfect leader, having him suffer for men's sins in this way. He is bringing many men to share his shining greatness. Amen? But he made Jesus as a leader perfect. We have a perfect leader, our Lord Jesus Christ. There's nothing in him you can criticize. Nothing. Look what they did in order to have him crucified. They have to pay someone to lie. My brother and sister. Now, we were talking, changing the topics a little. We were talking about last Sunday about the fasting of the Lord. The ark Noah was in the ark for 40 days and 40 nights. My brother and sister, Jesus fasted for 40 days and 40 nights. Why? Because he took upon himself our disease, our everything that we go through in this life was put upon Jesus, my brother and sister. And that alone, including people, Noah and his generation and the ark, for sure he took up on himself our trouble, carry our sorrow. Yet we owe him of being punished and hurt by God. He made to suffer, but he was hurt for our wrongdoing. He was crushed for our sin. He was punished that we would have peace. He was being so that we would be healed. And all of us like sheep have gone on the wrong way. Each of us turned to his own way, and the Lord had put on him the sin of us all. So everything, every mistake that we have made, okay, was put upon Jesus. Everything that we go through in this life, any pain, any suffering we go through was put upon Jesus, my Father. And so Noah and his family went on the ark for 40 days, 40 nights. Jesus fasted 40 days and 40 nights. It was put on Jesus. The children of Israel were in the wilderness for 40 years, my brother and sister, in the wilderness. Every single suffering, well, not everyone because they didn't make it to heaven, but the sin of all, the Bible said, was put on him. Okay? So here we have to carry Moses' sin, Abraham, everyone. Every single person was put on Jesus, my brother and sisters. For sure he took up on himself our trouble. And what kind of trouble are you in? Father had put it on Jesus already on the cross. Okay? Carry our sorrow. How do you feel today? How have you been feeling lately? Are you sorrow? Are you been in pain? Suffering one way or another? Down, depressed? It was put on Jesus. Are you suffering from depression, oppression? That was put on Jesus. Yet we thought of him are being punished and hurt by God and made to suffer. But the reason why he have to suffer, because we suffer in this world. We go through suffering in this life. Father put that on Jesus. That's why you and I can cry out to the Lord and say, Lord, help me. I'm suffering on this or that. And the Lord knows exactly what you and I are going through, because it was put on him on the cross. When he was walking with the cross, before that, he was also put in jail. Why would Jesus be put in jail? Because many Christians end up in jail. Many are going to end up in FEMA camps. Many people, Shalom, Brother Migo, end up through suffering. So all that was put on Jesus, my brother and sister. Okay? Of your life, my life, everyone's life, whatever we go through, was put on Jesus on the cross. That gives us the opportunity to cry out to him and say, Lord, help me with this problem. Help me with this situation. Help me with this person that is causing me suffering. Whatever the situation it is in your life, it was already put on Jesus. He was accused falsely. Have you been accused falsely? Of course you have. Of course you have been accused falsely. Because the Lord took it upon himself. Of course you have people come against you. Because people come against Jesus. And he was taking that for you and I. My brother and sister, thank you, Lord. Very important you understand that it's not a coincidence what you're going through. The Father already put it on the Lord. Because the Lord will have to take that for you, from you. And you can cry out to the Lord and say, Lord, help me with this person. Help me with this situation that I'm going through, Lord. And the Lord understand. Okay, who was with him when he was arrested in jail, in prison? Okay? And when he was taking the cross, God has someone help him. What does that mean? God will have someone else help you. He will use an angel. He will use another person, my brother and sister. I was watching a Christian movie. That they put it together out of real testimony. This woman was really going through something horrible in her life, and her car broke down somewhere, and no one could come and help her. An angel came to pick her up in another car. She found out it was an angel later, but the angel came and asked her, how can I help you? And she found it weird that a stranger come to reach out to her to help her, because she had no one. Her family have abandoned her. People have forsaken her because she became pregnant in her teenager years. Her family didn't want anything to do with her. And they were supposedly Christians. And Christians are not supposed to kick out the other Christians. I don't know how a family can keep out the children into the street just because the daughter makes a mistake, my brother and sister. And if it was not something she was looking to do, she made a mistake. But they kicked her out of the family. And she was seeking other family to help, but the family had told the other family what happened, so no one wanted to reach out to her. And God had to send an angel to help out this woman. Another young man, the same situation. And God had to send another angel to help him out, to advise him, to tell him where he could find help and help him, my brother and sister. And in reality, this happens a lot. I've been helped by angels here on the earth. I have met angels that the Lord has sent to even speak with me, to minister to me. And situation that I was going through in this life, I share the testimony. And back in 2008, when I lost my daughter, Genesis, my wife and I were really broken. We wanted to have a child. And having my daughter in Mass General Hospital in Boston, Massachusetts, in my hand, they are dead. We're still moving, but the doctor decided not to do anything. She was born premature, and we had her in my hand. She was still alive. And I was praying for my daughter to live. And my broken heart was that I have prayed for so many other children, and God has healed them and brought them to life for our family. And then I'm like, God, this is my daughter. Can you please heal my daughter too, as you have used me to heal other people's children, other people's babies. It's hard for a minister, for me, for God to use me with hundreds, even thousands of people in healing, and I have my own baby dying in my hand. But now, knowing what I know, I thank the Lord. He did what he did. He took my daughter home. Because then later on, when the Lord took me to heaven, and my daughter was playing in a park with her other children in heaven, and she saw me, she came running, "Daddy, Daddy, Daddy," and gave me a hug. Hugged my daughter and cried with her. She really wanted to see me. She knew I was her father. And I knew that was my daughter, Genesis. Now she was about 4 years old in heaven, beautiful dress, beautiful everything. Well taken care of, better than what we would take care of down here. Knowing what the Lord was keeping my daughter from, and for her to be growing in heaven with my grandmother, I am so happy he did it the way he did it, and not my way, not what we wanted, because we wanted to have her here and raise her here. But she's better growing in heaven. And then the Lord taking me back. Now, by the second time I went back, I believe she was 8, much bigger, and then 12, and then 16, I believe it was. Beautiful young lady. And I was able to sit with her, my daughter Emerald also, my son Joseph, he was the first also, which I cried in the hospital when we lost him back in the year 2000. That was our first son my wife and I had. And us not knowing, and to tell you the truth, that was not horrible. That was, I thank the Lord the way he did it. Because I didn't understand back then. To me, it was horrible. But knowing what I know now, it's actually a good thing. And I told my wife, we grieve our children for so many years and cry about for them. But now knowing what we know, we thank the Lord the way he did it. Because he's perfect. And he did it in a way where our children are growing up in heaven. In our perfect place with perfect love. And I got to see them and hug them and talk with them. And they're perfect in heaven. And they know I'm their father. And God is their father. And the Lord is their Lord. And they're growing in the knowledge of God. My brother and sister, I told you, my daughter Genesis, she wants to be a doctor in the new earth. And the Lord had granted it to her. And when the Lord took me in the future, into the millennium, I went to a hospital. The Lord led me to the hospital. She was there. She was the doctor in the hospital. And I went to try to convince her. I said, my daughter Genesis, I love her so much. Like, why do you want to be a doctor in the millennium? Like, because things are going to change later on. But she had everything as a doctor. And she was very happy. Very, very happy. She wants to get married. She wants to come down from earth to the new earth and get married, have children, and be a doctor. And God is granting that to her. So I cannot come against that. My daughter Emerald, no. That's Genesis. Genesis wants to be a doctor. Emerald, she loves God. She doesn't want to get married. As much as I know about her, she just wants to be with God and learn about God. She's like an angel. I tell you the truth. My daughter Emma was like an angel. When you meet her, you surely say, Brother Obi was right. She's like an angel. She loves God, and all she wants is God and nothing else. Okay? Very loving, very dedicated in knowing God. Okay? And growing in the knowledge of God and always seeking more of God. Joseph, he also wants to stay in heaven. I didn't see him coming down to the millennium. But then my son Levi wants to come down to the millennium. My son Joshua, I believe also, will be coming down. We have 11 children, my wife and I, and three are down here, eight are up there. And so I was able to meet all of them. God took me to the third heaven, third level, and Brother Larry, I remember the other ones that I wanted to see, they came out, my sons and daughter. One is, what is it? Oh, Lord. Oh, my God. I haven't talked about my children for so long now. But Hadassah, I believe, is one of them. One is Solomon, also, that we named. I believe one is Rachel. I think it's one was Rachel that we also named. And she was special because when she was shown to me, she was still a baby, very little in heaven. She just had gotten to heaven. And an angel had her on her hand. And the angel went in, like when you have a baby in the hospital, they'll show you your baby. The nurse will show you your baby. And if the baby needs care, like when they put in the incubator and they give them air and all that, in heaven they don't do that, but the angel was taking care of the baby and just showed it to me across the beautiful river. For some reason, I was not allowed to carry the baby yet. The angel had it on her hand and just showed it to me. And the baby was only like a few weeks. And she knew I was her father. I had a connection with the baby right away in heaven. And it was such a beautiful experience. I cried because the baby was like jumping of joy of seeing me. And she immediately knew that I was her daddy. And it was, oh, my Lord, my God. And just seeing the baby, seeing her, and oh, my Lord. God is perfect. And I tell you, when you see these things in heaven and you experience them with your own children in heaven, you will love God forevermore. You will love him forevermore. Because he takes care of them very well. Their clothing is beautiful. And they're being taken care of to the maximum. We cannot take care of them as God the Father of all can take care of them. Because he poured his love in their lives. And all they know is joy, peace, and perfect love from God. And his knowledge in them. Oh, seeing them. They were across the river of life, seeing her and looking at the baby and having that contact with the baby. I was not allowed to cross the river. I can only see it, although I really want it. But it's one of those occasions where, like, you can see it from that other side of the river. And the river was not as big, but I was not allowed to cross for some reason just to see it. And the angel was showing it to me, you know, and okay, I was happy. And more for the baby, you want the baby to see the father and have that connection. But they do. My daughter Emerald had asked the Lord, can I see my daddy? And one time the Lord came to get me with two angels, a powerful experience I had. And I was taken to the house. It was in the mountain of God in heaven. And my house was in the bottom of the mountain, and my daughter Emerald was there when the Lord brought me up with the two angels. He called out my daughter 100 feet away, about Emerald, come out. The Lord said, what a beautiful voice. And Emerald came to the side of the door and saw the Lord. The angel saw me. She came running, daddy, gave me a big hug, and oh, she's special. And you'll see how close she is with me when we are in heaven. She'll hug me. She'll hold my hand. She just want to walk with me. She misses me a lot. It's like she's very special to me. She's very special to God, but very special to me also in regard to our connection. Very beautiful emerald. She's like an emerald. God has made her very beautiful. My brother and sister, long hair. She loves long dress. She's tall. Well, I'm 6'3", and she's like I believe now she's got to be around 6 feet. For a woman, 6 feet is tall, I believe. And she loved her long dress and beautiful dresses. The Lord, God gave her really beautiful colored dresses. Amazing color that we don't have them down here. They're in heaven. And every time I see her, she had been with a new dress. The dress looked brand new and beautiful. And, oh, her hair, everything is like, wow, beautiful. And I'm glad she doesn't want to get married. Just being with God, learning about God. My brother and sister. Amazing, amazing, amazing. Thank you, Lord, for that. My brother and sister. God gives us, I believe, when God gave Job beautiful daughters, more beautiful than what he had, it's because of what he lost before. And I say the Lord has done the same with me. Because I know some of you have not seen my daughter here, okay, but she's beautiful also, you know. And we say my skin color is brown, like I say brown. She's very white. My daughter is very white, blonde hair. You know, Emerald is the same blonde, and comes from the family line, okay, and. Very beautiful. When we go anywhere with my daughter, people stop and say, "Wow, she's so beautiful." And I say that is because it's how the Lord's given me, like he did with Joel. We waited 10 years for our children, and we couldn't have children. My wife kept losing them, even 4 or 5 months, and the womb, she kept losing them. And we cried, she suffered, you know, and God used me to heal other people. But he was not healing my wife. And it was like a test of many years. It was a test over 10 years. And then the Lord spoke to me and said that he was going to give us a son. It was like Abraham, my son Levi, my older one. The Lord came to me one day. He took me to heaven after he showed me Genesis that we lost in 2007, actually. In 2008, the Lord visited me and said, after he took me to heaven, he said, your wife will have a son next year. Okay, that was in 2008. My wife became pregnant that year. And in 2009 was my son Levi born, July 15. This July 15, he will be 15 years old. My brother and sister, so you see the blessing of God. But he spoke it to me in heaven. Jesus said, standing in front of me, looking at me, I was heartbroken, crying because of so many babies we lost. I will guarantee you, I assure you, my son, you will have a son next year, be born. And I will make sure he will be fine, Jesus says. Because I am God, and I'm in control, he says. And he had explained to me why had happened with my other children, okay? And he comforted me in heaven. And he says, I will guarantee you next year, your wife will be pregnant, you'll have a child next year. And that exactly happened, exactly as he said. I said to my wife, you're going to have a child next year. And she was heartbroken. She was like, yeah, right. You know, women say, yeah, right, because you've been heartbroken, losing so many. I said, the Lord assured me, the Lord guaranteed me, you are going to have a child next year. And this time, you are not going to lose this child, the Lord says. He said he will make sure, not this time anymore. And look at my son. Okay, in 6 days, he'll be 15 years age. The word of the Lord has come to pass 100%. He is God Almighty in heaven and earth. He created all things. Through him, all things were created and made. My brothers and sisters, he says those words after I hug Genesis and I cry with my daughter in heaven. She was 4 years old back then. Now she's about 18, 19. Emerald is 20. She's not going to age more than 20. And then Genesis is about 18. So she got 2 more years before she's 20, I believe. But they're both tall and beautiful. God is just incredible. He makes everything perfect. Okay? And my daughter here, Dinah, is, I call her Diney. Jacob's only daughter, Dinah. That's her name. But she's very, very beautiful. I have sent some people a picture of her. I don't like to put her on Facebook or anything like that. People steal children on Facebook all the time. I advise people, do not put children pictures on Facebook because there's a lot of predator stealing children, looking at photos on Facebook to steal them. Okay? We're very protective of our children just because I have advised people over the year and people that have not listened, their children has been stolen. And they have not seen them anymore. There's a sister who heard me saying it, did not take it serious, ended up apologizing to me later. Her daughter photo were on Facebook. This predator saw her photo and stole her daughter, who was about 7 or 8, I believe it was. She had not seen her daughter in over 10 years. Because I began in the Lord's Hour in 2012, telling people not to be putting photo on Facebook back then. And a lot of people did not take it serious, make fun of me and all that. And it's, they don't understand the seriousness of taking advice and what God is keeping us from. There's a lot of predator, my brother and sister, up to no good. And we got to protect what the Lord has given us, our blessing. Bible said in Proverbs that children are a gift of the Lord, my brother and sister. So avoid putting your children photo, no matter where you are, what country you are, because they are predator in every country. And children, selling children is a big market. It's a billionaire market or trillionaire market where they make a lot of money selling these children. You'll make them rich if they can steal your child. Do not put your children photo on Facebook. Avoid doing so. My brother and sister, let me put in Brother Brandon because a lot of people have not heard his warning from the Lord. It's very important, very serious. My brother and sister, hopefully tomorrow Sister Carter will come on. Okay? Thank you, all of you who joined us tonight. Shalom to each and one of you. May the Lord bless you. May the Lord keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you. Shalom, shalom. Here's Brother Brandon. Thank you, Lord.
We're going to sing about the faithfulness of God. Are you ready to sing with us? We're going to sing about his faithfulness. He's such a faithful God. I've seen him show up for me in unique ways. You know, that's why I'm quite reckless when I worship. I start doing anyhow, anywhere belief is. Somebody say anywhere belief is. Are you ready to worship God with me like that? That is the kind of worship I want. So put your head. Somebody.
good morning, family. How y'all doing today? I'm going to deliver a pretty heavy word today. I hope y'all are ready for this. I know I haven't been on much. I've been praying about this. You know, as a watchman, it's not always easy to come out and tell you all some of the things that I see. But it's my job, and I'm going to tell you what I see. And I prayed over this one for quite a while before I'm going to deliver this because of how heavy this word is. I just feel like I should pray before I start because I want you to receive this because it is a warning. It is a very stern warning about things. And I was taken back by it. So let's just pray real quick and we'll get right into it. Father, I thank you that you speak through my vocal cords and you think through my mind. I ask you for none of me and all of you. Every word that I say, Father, I thank you, Holy Spirit, that you help me to deliver it to your people. That, Father, that this would minister to them, that they would take it as the warning that you've given me about the end times and where we are. And that, Father, that they would take it to you in prayer. And that they would meditate on the word, and they won't get in fear. They will meditate on the word, and they will understand who they are in Christ. And, Lord, I just thank you. I just thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, here comes the word. This is the urgency of what the Lord showed me. So here it was. I'm praying. I put my prayer shawl on. It went into deep intercession. And all of a sudden, just like the Lord opens my eyes in the spirit realm, I was taken over. And I saw a meeting. Now, I'm going to have to be very, very careful how I deliver this because of the things that I saw. Now, this is the way I'm going to just say it like this. I'm going to deliver this, but I want you all to read in between the lines as much as possible. Just because and people would go, why are you going to protect your family? Because things that I see could jeopardize me and put me in danger. Okay? So let's just use a little wisdom here. You know? So I'm going to say it like this. I was taken up in the spirit and I saw a meeting. And they were contemplating the next virus. Okay? They were in a room, and I could see these heads of these leaders, and that's where I'll leave that. I won't say who I saw, doesn't matter. But they were negotiating, and the obesity epidemic across the world has reached heights beyond anybody's comprehension on purpose. Remember whenever I told you all I saw the 350 million people perish? 350 million would go home. But I didn't know. I thought it was going to be a kind of like a COVID thing. Well, okay. Oh, God, help me here. I saw a laboratory. I saw AI. AI, computer technology, and AI was creating a super virus. They were using the AI to create something more dangerous in the end times than what COVID was. I could see DNA strands running like computers, like computer code. And COVID, there was lines. There were lines. Now, I'm not a smart person about this kind of stuff, y'all. I'm just telling you what I see. I saw DNA lines. But COVID was clear over here. Like, it was barely even used in this new strand. Okay? Help me, Holy Spirit. It was all over here, right? And went in like these lines. And they were taking the lines from high blood pressure medicine, diabetes medicine, and they were splicing it into this virus. Okay? spanning off of obesity. It was being perfected. Okay? Skinny people, people who were not overweight, that took care of themselves, ate right, maintained a good BMI, were safe. Okay? They had immunities inside of them somehow to be able to sustain their body to not perish. But people who were on, and this is where I'm saying, no fear, diabetic medicine, high blood pressure medicine, high cholesterol medicines, things like that, were targets. And because of this, they were, if you were real heavy, you were a target, is what I'm going to say, throughout the whole world. And I heard them say, obesity is a drain on our economy. It's a drain on society. Therefore, we must eliminate this. Okay? And I saw a plan to eliminate, and I'm going to be very careful, genocide, ethnic cleansing. A group of people. Does that make sense? I hope I'm making sense. It's a group of people. Because the healthcare system is too much. And I'm going to put a clip in right here that's going to show you exactly what I saw. How much money, because of the obesity epidemic, because of this, how much is costing on the healthcare system.
The number of morbidly obese across the United States has skyrocketed to over 30% in the last 20 years. Not only that, but what is obesity costing you and me, the taxpayer? Well, if you break down the cost and compare them to other taxpayer expenditures, you can see it adds up really quickly. To fly our president for 1 year in Air Force One cost us $500 million. All costs associated with illegal aliens in California alone cost taxpayers $9 billion a year. If you add up the money spent on the No Child Left Behind policy, it's a staggering $23 billion a year. And all costs associated with drunk driving, a whopping $24 billion a year. So how does obesity stand up to these numbers? Well, when you add up increased insurance costs, loss of work due to obesity conditions, increased Medicare and Medicaid costs, it comes to $80 billion a year. That's more than all of those other programs combined.
So now I saw this. I saw Satan, and he was the head of the meeting that I told you all that was happening. And I saw a V. I saw a V like this, okay, that was like a number 5 in the Roman numerals, like a V, okay? And at the first, there were each pillar, and it went 7. And I saw 7 deadly sins. 7 deadly sins. And I'm not familiar with this because I didn't realize this came from the Catholic Church. Okay? This is what I'm doing research because I'm trying to study this out. You know, before I present it to you, I don't look, I'm like, Lord, this is deep. But it went like this. And there was 2 pillars. 5 were all together. They were the ones that were like, you know, the things that really people like, anger, lust, rape, those things like that. I know the things that the Lord hates, you know, and I'm sorry I'll butcher it. I don't have the verse in front of me, but these things the Lord hates. A lying spirit, quick to shed innocent blood, all those things, right? There were 7. The 5 went like this, and 2 were right here, and it was slothfulness, and gluttony. Things that were not as upfront as the other sins, what I want to say, they were back here. And so when I'm seeing it in the spirit, I see light shining on the 5. But the devil pushed the 2, these right here, gluttony and slothfulness to the front. And he was talking about it to them, about exposing these two. Because they were not as bright as what it was trying to be lit up as these two, slothfulness and obesity. So, a gluttony. And so, I was watching how this was all panning out in front of me, okay? And so he was pushing it to the front to call it. And then I saw him petitioning the Father because of grace. And he had a grace over what we would consider people just kind of just like, it's not been a big deal, but there's a lot of people that are heavy in the body of Christ, very heavy. And he was calling forth all the scriptures, throwing them at the Father. I could hear him calling forth judgment over obesity, saying this is an open door from seed time and harvest. And I'm calling, it was like he was petitioning the open door for judgment concerning this. Does that make sense? I'm trying so hard to do this. Father, I thank you that you're helping me. He was calling forth judgment because it was like it was in the shadows. Over here, gluttony and slothfulness. I'm a watchman, and I'm here to tell you all there is a plan for the enemy to come in, and they're designing something to wipe people out. I'm just being real with y'all. And it's crazy. The things I saw. There's something else I thought was interesting. I was seeing them use bumblebees for whatever it was. And these scientists were using bumblebees, and they were taking the bumblebees and they were doing something with the bumblebees. Queen bees. They were big bees. Big, big bees. Not little bitty baby bees, but big queen bees, and they're trying to figure out how to genetically alter the bumblebee, okay? Very strange, and I don't know. I'm still praying over this, some of this stuff, but this is just some of the things that the Lord showed me in the laboratory with the genetic code using AI for this new thing. And I'm telling you all, this will line up with the end time, the pale face rider. There's something serious about this, and the Lord kept saying to me, after I cried out for mercy, he gave me more time. And he was telling me, Brandon, get the weight off. So I have had a mandate by the Spirit of God. I'm telling you all, just being real with you, to do whatever it takes to get this weight off and to keep it off. And I'm telling you all, just out of love, it's not to point fingers at anybody and say your sin or whatever. I call out for grace. Call out, Father, grace, grace. Forgive me, Father. Help me. Help me to get the weight off. Help me to take care of my body. Help me. I don't want to have food addictions anymore. I don't want to be bound by food. And, you know, I have to reprogram my whole mind here. Because in my mind, the value meal at a Burger King or whatever, McDonald's or whatever, is the standard. Well, that's what you have in there, how many calories it is. And I had to ask myself the question, what is right for a portion? How much should a man eat? Because I don't know. I'm having to educate myself. And it's sad because I'm 43 years old and I have no clue. And I had to go, what is a good portion size of meat? 6 ounces, as most of the people say, is 6 ounces of meat a day. And eat lots of vegetables and greens. Then you have other people that say you can eat all the meat you want and carnivore and all this other stuff. And I'm like, but what's good for me? What's going to do? Because this is serious. Okay, when I'm seeing all this stuff going on in the spirit realm, and I've been very hesitant to talk about this, how do you help people? Because they say the average diet is 2,000 calories. So, a day is what you should eat. But you got to eat a lot less than that. So I started figuring up. I got that calorie app. My son's using my phone to film me. But I had that calorie app, and I was adding up how many calories I was eating every day. And you would freak out if you knew how many calories I was eating. I was eating a lot. And just being real. And I was eating a ton of calories every day. And that's how I got to be over 300 pounds. But I started looking at, you know, and just really going through things and look at the nutrition of what I'm eating, how much I'm eating, and really trying to make this a lifestyle. Because I'm telling you, it's mandated by the Spirit of God. It's not just me now. It's the Lord, and he's like this. You're out of time for what's coming. You're out of time for what's coming. And I was like, what's coming? What is the urgency? I've been heavy all my life. What's the deal, Lord? Why I feel so much spiritual pressure over this? But I had no idea what was going on with the bad guys. Just saying, the bad guys, they're crazy. These people are crazy. Just like Hitler was. He's crazy. You know? It's crazy. They just fool the devil. But they have a mandate to lower the cost of healthcare, to lower the cost of all this stuff. I'm just telling y'all, just trying to warn y'all, and I'm trying to freak y'all out and trying not to put no fear. If you want to say he's nuts and you want to put me on a shelf, whatever, but at least I say I told y'all so when it happens. I'm just telling y'all, we're in a time like we've never seen before, and we're in the end of the end. Jesus is coming, and the dark's getting darker, and it's going to keep getting darker, but the light's going to get lighter. Jesus is in us, and we have nothing to fear. I'm believing God for supernatural healing for every single one of you, that you'll be delivered from obesity and whatever these pills or whatever they're trying to spice with this thing and all the demonic, all this stuff with this AI stuff. I'm telling you, it's dark, darker than what people realize, because I saw into it and it's satanic beyond anybody's comprehension for what they have planned. Trying to use this stuff, this new computer stuff, and it's heavy. Some of the things the Lord's showing me, and so I just want to encourage you. Don't give up. Get this weight off. Take care of your bodies, because some of you it will be life and death. It really will. I'm just telling y'all, it's a very serious time. We are not to fear what they do, because Psalms 91 and Psalms 23. But when the Lord petitions me, even as a man, you get that weight down. You get 100 pounds off right now. You do it as quickly as possible. Get 100 pounds off. I told you over this year. I saw going into 2025, and I told you it's dark. Now, do we change things? Can we change things? Can we stop any of this? I believe we can. I believe we have a power and authority over to do a lot of things. But I'm telling you all, it doesn't give us the right to still not take care of our temples. We are the temple of the Holy Ghost, and he dwells on the inside of us. And he has told me, you're to get the 100 pounds off. And I probably end up getting rid of more. I don't want to call losing, because I don't want to find it ever again. I want to make this a lifestyle for me and my family. And that's what I'm telling you all. I'm down to 35. And my goal for next month, for month of March, is another 20 to 30 pounds. I'm believing God for it. And that before my birthday, before all of that, I'm going to be the healthiest and skinniest I've ever been for my heart. I've been riding my bike, eating right and doing right, and just taking care of this temple and knowing that God has a plan for my life. My blood pressure is perfect. Everything's better than it's been in years. Even just with the 35 pounds. I told my wife, I said, I'm very excited to see what I do with myself in the next 30. That'd be 60-some pounds. So I'm just saying, I hope this encourages you all to take care of yourself. It's kind of like it's the hidden thing, like I was talking to you all about. Just kind of let the weight go, being slothful, whatever. But the devil's legalistic. He is a legalistic piece of crap. The devil is. And he is smart about things. And he knows the Bible better than you and I both put together know it. He's not a spirit. He's not a Holy Ghost feel like us. We're led by the Spirit of God. But he memorizes. He knows the word, I'm telling you. Because I could hear him, and he was quoting all the gluttony scriptures. And he knew them. And I thought, isn't that interesting? I was froze in my tracks when I was listening over and what was going on. I just froze. And I was listening over and I could hear it. And I thought, what is he petitioning? What is going on? What are you letting me hear, Lord? And I just said, hold on a minute. And he was petitioning for me because I was obese. And I thought, what? What? Hold on, hold on. Grace, grace, grace. Hold on, grace. Have mercy on me. Hold on, hold on. I plead the blood. I take communion. I do all this. Whatever I got to do, God, forgive me, forgive me. He's opened a door. He's opened a door. He seed time and harvest has to see, because grace has kept it from happening. And I told you all this. Seed time and harvest is going to accelerate beyond anything you can comprehend in these last days. More so than if people are sowing, you think, well, they're getting away with it. No, 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 no. Seed time and harvest is going to, it's got the sower and the reaper are going to go hand in hand in any area of your life. Physically, spiritually, financially, it's going to accelerate. Seed time and harvest. And that's what it was about obesity. That's what it's about a lot of things. And it's the acceleration of seed time and harvest. Why? I have no idea. I'm still praying about this stuff. You can pray too. You know what? I come on here and I tell you the bits and pieces. But I feel it's an urgency and I don't feel like it's fair for me to hold things back and not tell you all as a watchman. If you have an urgency inside of yourself to get the weight off, you may think, well, he's totally full of it. Whatever, but I'm trying to help you. Get the weight off. Take care of your bodies. Exercise. Eat right. Okay? So that's what I have for y'all today. I hope, like I said, you do with what you want to. But so, Father, I just thank you for every single person that is represented here listening to this video. I thank you, Father, that it doesn't bring fear to people, but it brings an urgency to take care of their temple. I thank you, Father, that they have wisdom and revelation knowledge, that they have an understanding of who they are in Christ, and the devil is meant to kill, steal, and destroy. But you said, I've come that you might have life and life more abundantly. And so, Father, I thank you, Father, right now that we have the spirit of self-control on the inside of us. We have self-control. We don't have to eat for comfort anymore. Father, we break the spirit of addiction to junk food in the name of Jesus. We take authority over pastas. And Father, that our bodies will have self-control concerning sweets and cookies and cakes, candies, whatever. Cokes. Father, I thank you, Lord, that we get the weight off and we keep it off and we're a fit, trim body for you to live in. Father, I thank you, Lord, that all the underlying conditions from obesity, from high blood pressure to high blood sugars to cholesterol to all kinds of things. Father, I thank you, Lord, that we get those things under control, and every single one of these people will be off of those meds and not have to take those anymore. Father, I take authority over the demonic spirits that would try to cause havoc in our lives concerning eating disorders. And we command it in the name of Jesus to be broken off of us. And we thank you, Lord, that we're free. For you said, for whom the Son has set free is free indeed. And I thank you, Lord, for that spirit of self-control. We take it, Holy Ghost, Holy Spirit, we ask you, rise up on the inside of us. Give us wisdom and revelation concerning what to eat, how to eat, and how much to eat on a day-to-day basis. The Father, that we reprogram our minds to think like you think. And we take authority. We crucify our flesh daily and not just every once in a while. And we tell it to get under our feet. Flesh, you're under our feet. We have dominion and authority over you. And we command our mind and even the dopamines and the hormones of our minds to line up with the Word of God. That we take care, we take authority, we take our word, and we the word of the Lord, and we meditate on the word, that we have the spirit of self-control. For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. And we have a sound mind concerning food, and we exercise, and we take care of our flesh in the name of Jesus. And I pray for every single one of you that you're still watching. I pray blessing over your bodies. I pray blessing and healing over your bodies right now in the name of Jesus. From the top of your head to the soles of your feet, you're healed and whole and well in the name of Jesus. And I call you delivered from addictions. I call you delivered from all kinds of, from drugs to alcohols to lust to pornographies to whatever it may be. You can be free. For whom the Son has set free is free indeed. And you don't have to be bound by sickness and disease anymore. Jesus paid the price for you to walk in deliverance and freedom in the name of Jesus. And you don't have to be bound by the devil. We call for freedom in the name of Jesus from anger issues. We thank you, Lord, that you're setting them free right now. We thank you, Lord, and we call grace, grace, grace. Grace, Lord. Thank you. Something we don't earn and something we don't deserve. But, Father, it's a gift. And we take a hold of that grace today. And we call for mercy today, God. Mercy. Mercy, 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 Lord. Your mercy. Well, I just want to say thank you all for being a part of this video today. I don't have my pillows or my bell. But, oh, here's my bell. If you could, click that notification bell. It really would bless us. I just want to tell you all thank you for liking, subscribing, for being a part of this channel. It's getting the gospel out throughout the whole world. We're warning the people. We're warning the people of what the devil's tactics and what he's trying to do. And we're getting people saved. We're getting people delivered. We're getting people set free from the power of the devil. He is a defeated foe. And Jesus lives on the inside of you. And we don't have to have it. But I'm telling y'all, people need to know that. And I believe that the Lord's called me to tell people that Jesus is coming. He told me, go on there. A year ago this next week, he said, go on there and tell my people that I'm coming. I said, Lord, don't they know? He said, no, my people are not looking for my return. Jesus is coming. Jesus is coming, ladies and gentlemen. And he's coming soon. And I'm telling you, we need to be looking for him every day. Jesus loves you all. And I'm just telling you, well, put a smile on your face and a song in your heart. Jesus loves you so much, and we love you. And we will see you all next time. Y'all have a blessed day. Bye-bye.